interesting question that comes up with regard to Sfirat HaOmer is the question of women's obligation and participation in this mitzvah. The straightforward understanding is that this is mitzvat aseh shazman grama, a positive time-bound mitzvah, and as such, women are exempt from it. And that indeed is the way that the Rambam paskens at the end of Hilchot Tamidin u'Musafin, and how the Sefer Chinuch paskens in Simin Shen v'Shim Vav. And women simply are not obligated to count the Omer. And nevertheless, like with all mitzvot aseh shazman grama, if they want to fulfill them, they're allowed to do so. Practice of Ashkenazi women in accordance with Rabbeinu Tam is that they do say a bracha. Practice of Sephardi women in accordance with the Rambam is that they don't say a bracha. And the Magen Avraham in Sim Taf Pei Tet says that even though it's mitzvat aseh shazman grama, nevertheless, women have accepted upon themselves the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer as if it was a chova, and they all count Sfira with a bracha. The Minchat Chinuch disagrees and says that he doesn't think that they've accepted upon it accepted it upon themselves as a chova. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Magen Avraham, but he thinks that they shouldn't say a bracha for two reasons. His first reason is, he says, that women don't understand the words of Sfirat HaOmer, and Sfirat HaOmer is a counting, it's not a prayer, so you have to understand what you're saying. And secondly, he says they're definitely going to forget at some stage during the course of the 49 days, in which case all their brachot are retroactively going to be brachot levatala. One can challenge both of these assertions. As far as the fact that they don't understand the words, many women nowadays do understand the words, and if they don't, so let them count in English. There's nothing wrong with counting in English, provided you understand English, of course. Anybody, whether it's a male or a female, doesn't understand that Hayom Esrim Ve'Echad Yom means today's the 21st day, so let them say it in the vernacular, in a language which they say it. As far as the assumption that they're going to forget to count during the course of the 49 days, so A, maybe they won't count, and nowadays with an app on the phone and a reminder and a sphere account and all such things, then who's to say that women are going to forget? And second of all, his assertion that if they miss one day, then all their previous brachot are going to be brachot levatala, that's a certain understanding of the Shita of the Bahag, that all 49 days are one mitzvah. But another way of understanding the Bahag is simply to say that, yes, there needs to be a continuum in the counting. And if you miss out one day, then you can't carry on counting. But it means you've fulfilled the mitzvah until that point. Not that the whole mitzvah has been lost if you don't count the all 49 days. However, a number of poskim do bring the opinion of the Ramban in Masechet Kiddushin Daf Lamed Dalad, who's of the opinion that Sfirat HaOmer is not mitzvat aseh shazman grama. It's not a positive time-bound mitzvah, and therefore women are obliged to observe it. The question is, why should the Ramban suggest that it's not a time-bound mitzvah? You only count Sfira during the Omer, so why is it not a time-bound mitzvah? So the Avnei Nezer addresses this in Simon Shin Pei Dalad, and he suggests that Hakravata Omer, which is the offering of the Omer, which is what we're counting from with Sfirata Omer, that's not tied down to a particular date. Nowhere in the Torah does it say that it's done on the 16th of Nisan, but rather it's Mimocharat HaPesach. It's the day after Pesach, and seeing as women are obliged in the mitzvot of Pesach, matzah and maror and sipur yitzhiyat mitzrayim, etc., so they're also chayavot in this mitzvah as well, because it's linked to the mitzvot of Pesach. That's how the Avnei Nezer tries to answer the Ramban or explain the Ramban. Reb Yerucham Perla, in his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvot of Rav Sadia Gaon, he also addresses it, and he says that Sfirat HaOmer, again, is not dependent on a particular date, but it's dependent on the bringing of the Omer. and the bringing of the Omer is dependent on a date, but the mitzvah of Sfira is dependent on something else. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Mo'adim Uzmanim HaShalim, Chelek Dalet, Simon Reish Tzadik Aleph, makes quite a radical suggestion, which is indeed the suggestion of other Achronim as well, but is also challenged by others. And he suggests, in actual fact, the Ramban never said this, and in actual fact, that it's a Taut Sofrim, or Taut Adfus, the Ramban's comments were incorrectly copied down. Rav Osher Weiss in Minchat Asher, he also addresses this question. He says that even though the Pashtus is that it's obviously Mitzvah Taseh Shazman Grama, nevertheless, to explain the Ramban, it's possible to say that it doesn't fall into the category of mitzvah tasei shazman grama. What's the definition of a positive time-bound mitzvah? That's a mitzvah which can, in theory, be done at any time, but in practice, it has to be done at this specific time. So, for example, blowing shofar, you can blow shofar any day of the year, but it has to be done particularly on the 1st of Tishrei. And therefore, it's mitzvah tasei shazman grama. But Sfirat HaOmer is different. It's not like that, because Sfirat HaOmer is counting this day as the third day of the Omer, or the 21st day of the Omer, whichever day of the Omer it is. This, you can't count today as being the 21st day of the Omer any other time. And therefore, it's not mitzvah tasei shazman grama. It's just that this is the day which it is, and that's how one counts it. And that's how he explains the Shita of the Ramban. Adkan.